For about a year, my content strategy was guilt. That was it. That was the whole strategy. I'd see somebody in my field posting consistently, showing up everywhere, and I'd feel this hot little flash of guilt, and I'd sit down and batch a week of posts in a frenzy, and I'd keep it up for maybe 9 days, and then a client deadline would hit, or one of my kids would get sick, or I'd just be tired and the whole thing would collapse. And then a few weeks later, I'd see somebody posting consistently again, and the guilt would come back, and I'd start the cycle over. I knew content was how people would find me. I knew it compounded. I knew that the businesses winning online were the ones that showed up over and over until the algorithm and the audience both started to trust them. I knew all of it. And I still couldn't do it consistently, because doing it consistently required a version of me that had unlimited time and never got tired, and that version of me does not exist. Pull up a chair. I'm Makeda Baum. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Here's the thing I had backwards, and maybe you have it backwards too. I thought the problem was discipline. I thought if I were just a little more organized, a little more committed, I'd be able to show up consistently. So I bought the planners and the batching systems and the content calendars, and none of it worked because the problem was never discipline. The problem was that I was trying to be a content production machine on top of being a strategist, a service provider, a parent, and a person. The machine and the human were the same person, and the human kept winning, which is exactly as it should be. The fix wasn't more discipline. The fix was separating the machine from the human. So let me tell you what actually runs now, because this is the part that changes how you think about the whole problem. I have a blog employee. It reads a document I built once that holds my voice, my positioning, who I serve, and the topics my buyers are actually searching for. Every single day, it picks a topic, writes a full article optimized for how people search now, including how they ask AI tools questions, and it publishes. I do not write them. I do not schedule them. I approve the direction one time, and it runs. That blog is doing something I could never do by hand, which is show up every single day without fail, which is exactly what being found online actually requires. Not brilliance once a month. Presence every day. The kind of presence that a human juggling a real life cannot sustain, and a system can. And it doesn't stop at the blog. One idea, one piece of thinking becomes the blog post. And then the social posts that point to it, and the newsletter section, and the short clips. Not because I'm grinding it out five different times in five different formats, because the system takes the one idea and moves it everywhere, the way a real content team would, except the team is employees I built instead of people I pay. Here's the part I want you to really hear. The data on this is wild. Most small businesses that adopt AI tools see a real revenue lift, and the solo operators who use it well are outpacing their peers in growth by more than 2 to 1. But here's what the same research keeps finding. The tool alone does almost nothing. The businesses that get the lift are the ones that redesign the work so the system actually runs the process, instead of just having a fancy tool they open sometimes. The blog employee isn't a tool I open. It's a process that runs whether I open anything or not. If you want to know whether a content employee is the first one you should build or whether something else is leaking more of your time, the free AI employee report at audit.seedandsociety.com will tell you. 11 questions, and it's honest about where to start. I'll say the quiet part out loud because I think it matters. The reason most service-based business owners aren't everywhere online isn't that they don't understand marketing. The consultant in Lagos understands marketing. The coach in Belize City understands marketing. They're not everywhere because being everywhere by hand on top of running a business and having a life is genuinely impossible, and they've been blaming themselves for failing at something that was never humanly doable. It was a structural impossibility, and people have been carrying it as a personal shortcoming. When the machine and the human are separate, the impossibility goes away. The machine shows up every day. The human lives their life, does the work only they can do, and shows up when they actually have something to say instead of out of guilt. That's more money, because being consistently findable is how the inbound starts. That's more time, because the showing up stops costing you your evenings. And that's more options, because once you're findable without grinding, you get to choose how much of yourself you put into it. Sign up for the newsletter at https://www.seedandsociety.com/newsletter. And if you've been carrying the content guilt I described, rate this show, leave a review, or send this to one person who keeps starting and stopping and blaming themselves for it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.